Parshas Vayishlach Toshin Pehe. Yaakov Avinu sends big present to Esav with a message. Kosomron Ladoni LeEsav Lavon Garti, and Rashi says Lavon Garti v'Tarig Mitzvah Shomarti. Why is it important to explain to Esav Tarig Mitzvah Shomarti? Says the Chasam Sofer, because Yaakov Avinu was displaying here the Ashirus, the riches which he had been privileged to get. And Esav knew that he was the one destined to get the Ashiras. How does Yaakov Avinu, how does a Yid get Ashiras? And the answer is, Tarig Mitzvah Shomarti. One of them is Shabbos. Shabbos has this incredible skula, keep Shabbos. And Birkas Hashem, hi ta'ashir, says the Gemara. Birkas Hashem is the Shabbos, which is the Makor HaBrocha. And this brings Ashiras. Yaakov Avinu was zeichet Ashiras because of the Shabbos that he kept. Later in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu arrives, and the pasuk says, "Vayichan es penei ha'ir." He arrived to Shechem, Vayichan, and he encamped es penei ha'ir. And Rashi brings, and the Medrash explains, "Kova tchumin." Yaakov Avinu arrived just on Friday afternoon, and he made tchumin, places where he was and wasn't allowed to go because it was Shabbos. Machlokes between the Meshech Chochma and the Beitar Pshat in the Medrash, whether the Kovat Chumin was that he was actually outside the town of Shechem and he spent the Shabbos outside. Penei means outside the town because he couldn't get in because of Tchum, or the other way around, he actually got into the town and he couldn't leave the town because of the Dinam of Tchumin. Why is it important that we know that Yaakov Avinu was Kever Tchumin, says the Medrash in Parashas Bereishis? The Novi promises us that if we keep Shabbos, V'achal Ticha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will feed us, will give us, will grant us Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, the Nachala, the same Nachala, the same inheritance as Yaakov Avinu. What does it say by Yaakov Avinu? U'faratzto yomo v'keimu v'tzafoyno v'negbo. Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu a Nachala b'li mitzorim, endless, ongoing, never-ending Nachala. And this is what's meant when the pasuk says that if you keep Shabbos, v'achal ticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, like Yaakov Avinu got ufaratz the yom of akedma, so too a shoyim Shabbos. Is the medrash, why did Yaakov Avinu get this bracha ufaratz the yom of akedma? Because he's the one who kept Shabbos. The tarag mitzvah shomarti, v'yichanes penei ha'ir, in the schus of keeping Shabbos, in the schus of v'yichanes penei ha'ir, that's why he was zeichet to ha'nachla b'li mitzorim. How do we understand the relationship between keeping Shabbos and the Ashiras and the Nachla B'li Mitzorim, and particularly this concept of Tchumin? He was Kevea, the Tchum, and because of that he was Zeicha to a Nachla B'li Mitzorim. The understanding seems to be the way Harav Abramsky explains in Chazon Yechezkel, and this is built on the Kuzari, explains that we were given Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in 6 days and on the seventh day Vayishbos. Why is it important for us to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped doing Melacha on Shabbos? Shlomo says that this world has a never-ending pull on a person. A person gets involved in Gashmias. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you don't put a stop to it, then Gashmis just keeps going and draws a person in more and more. You eat and you get Hanor from this world and you want to take the next Hanor, and you have the next Hanor, you want the next Hanor, and this world draws us into its web in a never-ending cycle of Hanor of this world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel made the world in 6 days, says the Kuzari, he made a stop to it. Seventh day is going to be a day to focus not on Gashmias, but on the real purpose of the world. And the real purpose of the world was and remains Ruchnias. And this is our mitzvah to keep Shabbos as well, because days of the week and the involvement in Gashmias draw us further and further into this world. person has to make a stop, think, what was my madriga a week ago? How close was I to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a week ago? And then refocus the purpose of this world and the purpose of my being in this world is in order to be involved in Ruchnius. And all the Gashmius that I'm busy with is only a means to bring me to a Ruchnius purpose for myself and for this world. And then when a person understands that, then the Shabbos has done its purpose and he can go on and he has koichos to bring Kedusha into the following week. Same idea is expressed by Reb Tzadok in his Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik in Eis Reish Lamed Zayin. And this seems to be the understanding that Yaakov Avinu kept the Tchumen, that I'm not going to be involved in the entire world and travel around and be further pulled into everything that this world has to offer. I'm going to stop in my place and think and contemplate, what am I really doing in this world? My tachlis isn't to run around and travel the world more and more. The tachlis is to bring Kedusha to the place that I am. And for that, Yaakov Avinu was zeicher to a nachala b'li mitzorim. The idea of the lamatas malachas that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos is built on the same concept. Mora tells us that the first 11 malachas are called sidura de pas, everything you need in order to create bread. Then we have 20 malachas, which are in the creation of wool and leather. Those are goizes malam menapet, and then tzot shechet mafshet, all of them to create clothing, wool and leather. Then the last 8 is everything you need to create a house. Pesiv, moichek, making plans, boina, soiser, all the way to makabah patish. What's the idea of all these lamates malachas? They represent the involvement in this world. What is a person involved in this world? The pleasures, the pursuit of happiness of this world involve food, clothing, and houses. These are the areas where a person dedicates and focuses his life on, and enjoying more and more his food, his clothing, and his house. And these 39 malachas drag us into never-ending cycle of one hanah and one involvement in this world, drawing us into the next involvement in the pursuit of happiness of this world. And this is, goes on and on and on unless you put a stop to it. And you say, I'm stopping doing all those 39 malachas. I'm not going to be involved for 24 hours in the pursuit of food, clothing, and houses. And I'm going to, instead of that, I'm going to spend, like Rav Abramsky says in Chazon Yecheskel, I'm going to focus on the real tachlis of this world. It's not for all these malachas. All these malachas are only there to serve a purpose. And the real purpose is the Ruchnias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world for 6 days, and then he stopped on the 7th day because the 7th day represents the purpose of this world. Everything that happens in those 6 days is all only to be able to enable me to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos serves as the opportunity to refocus and reanalyze. Am I at the same madriga as I was a week ago? Focus on the tefillahs and the enjoyment of the spirituality of Shabbos, and that's the purpose of the Shabbos. When a person does that, then he's following Yaakov Avinu, who was Kiver Tchumin Vayichan Es Penei Oir, following Yaakov Avinu, who was Zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Uvaratzta Yom HaVakeimo, you get endless broch in this world when you understand that the Birkas Hashem Hitasher, the tachlis of this world is the Ruchnias, and you involve yourself and you focus on the Ruchnias of this world. That's when you get your Nachalob Limitzarim, because you're not limited to the Gashmias of this world. There's a very famous story written in the Sefer Rachmei Yoav, father of the Ramah, who ran a business in Krakow and was offered a business deal just before Chatzais on Erev Shabbos, and he never did Melacha, never kept his business open after Chatzais, closed his business and lost an important that, he was benched a year later with a son, the Ramah. What's the understanding? There's no issa to keep my store open on Friday afternoon. But the father of the Ramah understood that the purpose of Shabbos is to realize what's the real tachlis. He closed the store on Friday afternoon because he wants to spend real time before Shabbos, preparing himself spiritually in an understanding what Shabbos offering me. Shabbos offered me an opportunity for Ruchnias. In that zechus he was eicher to son the Ramah, because the Ramah was brought up in this understanding and in this zechus of focusing that this world is really here for Ruchnias and not for Gashmias. In a similar way, the famous story told about a man called Dunat who lived in Haifa, and he was a shareholder in a big coach company, a time called Shachar. Then that coach company was entered into a partnership with the Egged company. We're talking about a story from 80 years ago, and he was unsure whether to keep his involvement in this company. Went to his Rav, Rabbi Klein in Haifa, asked him whether he can remain a shareholder or partner in this company. Rabbi Klein said to him, he doesn't know, it's a very difficult halachic question. I'll go and ask the Chaznish in Bnei Brak. Went to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish said to him, might be halachically mutter. You want to have children and grandchildren who are keep Torah properly, you want nachos from your family, you pull out. That's exactly what Rabbi Dunat did, and he's been zeicha since then. He was zeicha since then. An incredibly big family, full of halacha people, and big talmidei chachamim. What the Chaznish was saying is that there's one thing just to keep the Shabbos. Another thing is to understand what the Shabbos is. You remain a partner in that company, you're not realizing what the purpose of the Shabbos is. The purpose of Shabbos is to realize that we're here in this world for Ruchnias, not to look for some way of maybe getting a heter, to be able to somehow keep my business open on Shabbos. And that zechus he was zeicher, as the Chaznish said, to a family of incredible talmidei chachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench all of us to follow in the way of Yaakov Avinu. Kovaloi tchumin, keep our tchumin clear, what's for Shabbos and what's not for Shabbos. In this way we should be zeicha, each and every one of us. Birkas Hashem itah, asher the Shabbos should bench us with ashirus. We should be zeicha, v'nachal obli mitzorem uforatzto, yomam v'keimo v'tzafoyno v'negbo.